Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Great song there, the Marshall Tucker Band. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Caputa is our guest, 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Catherine, how about that?
I started when I was 10.
We got you right out of elementary school. I know.
Yeah, it was great.
Exactly. We've really brought you along so well, and look how you've turned out, Catherine.
Look how I've turned out. Anyway, Jim, we left the last segment and you were talking
about... I need your website, Catherine.
My website is Selfbrand, S-E-L-F-B-R-A-N-D, and the new book for millennials is Graduate to a Great Career.
That's it.
But it's interesting, one of the things I mentioned in the book is that the U.S. Labor Department, you know, right now we're all, like, obsessed with STEM, but the prediction...
Remind the audience what STEM is.
STEM are careers in science, technology, engineering. Really technical... skills are what's really in demand today. And if you're a computer science major or an engineering major, you've got multiple job offers to choose from.
Renaissance art is not going to get you a job unless Christie's is hiring. Go ahead.
You heard what I majored in. I majored in Japanese art history, you know. But in those days, you could get a job.
They didn't even ask you what your major was in those days, did they?
Yeah. But, you know, what's interesting, though, the prediction of the Labor Department is, while STEM jobs are really hot today, in 10 to 20 years, there's going to be a lot more activity in sales because these STEM jobs, these engineering jobs and computer science jobs, are going to be automated. So they're not going to need as many technical people. And, you know, we've already seen the world technology eliminating jobs, so they're going to start eliminating technology jobs, but they're always going to need good salespeople.
We talked about earlier about how millennials are going to be changing jobs. Changing jobs or not, I don't think that's the way to explain it to them or to contemplate their reality. They're going to have to reinvent themselves. That's the key.
Right.
I've had to reinvent myself.
Right.
And I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a high end baby boomer.
Because I've reinvented myself too. But what have your reinventions been?
Well, I've done it several times, but the point is, I did it for two reasons. I did it, one reason was because I wanted to change in industries, and I did it another time because I wanted to accomplish something else, and in the same industry. So, but my point is these people, the millennials, are going to have to think, and this is where I think your book's going to be is so great, because they need to not think so much about their a career in business as much as their career in the marketplace.
Right, right.
Their career in the marketplace.
And
whatever that might be.
Branding, you know. Yes, so think in terms of the marketplace and you are a brand.
Exactly my point. It comes right back to your position about you are a brand. That's what they're going to have to think about.
Right. No, it's crucial because, you know, if you're in a job market where you're changing jobs every 3 years, you've got to get good at marketing yourself, but you're not going to succeed. You're going to be looking for too long. Plus, a lot of millennials are going to face periods between jobs when they're going to be a solopreneur. So they maybe don't want to start a big small business, but a little mini business, which could become a big business, or it could be a stopgap between jobs. So
I am a little worried about this generation. Catherine, because the way we work, the workplace is going to be so disrupted over the next. It's already being disrupted even as we speak. We'll look back 20 years from now and realize this actually started in the late 90s. But the thing is that over the next 20 years, the workplace is going to be so disrupted that it's going to take millennials. It's going to take that kind of thinking to deal with it. Because our generation is not going to be able to make. We're not going. It's already killing some of us.
Right, right. No, you've got to be much more agile. That's why I think it's very important to think in terms of the marketplace and marketing yourself and all the things that brands do, you know, building a network of contacts and alliances and having a good pitch for yourself and knowing what's different and the value you bring and, you know, being able to get in front of people and sell yourself and being nimble and knowing, okay, the market's changing, you know, what can I do? I remember when they first started eliminating secretaries and administrative assistants and, you know, before I had a secretary, everybody had a secretary, and then before long, nobody had a secretary unless you were the CEO, you know, because you didn't need one. With technology, we could do so much of it ourselves.
I've got one last thought that I'd like to offer to you real quickly and get you to come in on before we have to go.
Okay.
Folks, young people, millennials, when you're being interviewed by somebody who's older than you, please take into consideration their generation, where they're coming from. You can't just be yourself, meaning the way you act with your millennial friends when you're in front of this person. If you want that job, you need to act a little more. You need to at least be respectful of how they are. What do you think, Catherine?
It's perfect because, you know, I talk in the book of thinking outside in. The outside is who you're pitching yourself to. And what's their mindset? What are they looking for? And what is the best authentic way to pitch yourself that's appropriate for that person, for that industry, for that business, for that company, for that particular role? You know, you want to be able to fit in and show the value that you can bring. And I think, you know, that's one of the criticisms, you know, of millennials is they, you know, don't know how to
leave
you know,
your
kind
phone
of highway
put,
or the highway.
Put
you
your
know?
Phone in your pocket. If you can't do that, leave it outside.
Right? Exactly.
Hey, Catherine.
People have complained. Hiring managers, they're interviewing somebody
I know.
On their phone.
Thanks for being here, Catherine. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Catherine
Take
Computer.
Care.
Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.